Stevia rebaudiana, simply known as stevia, sweet herb or honey leaf, and for good reason, is a member of the huge Compositae family. It's a native to Paraguay and Brazil. Its leaves contain two glycosides, stevioside and rebaudioside, which are very strong sweeteners. Stevioside is 50 times sweeter than sucrose and rebaudioside 200 times sweeter and with zero calories. In its native lands, this perennial herbaceous plant is used in cooking, notably as a sweetener for mate, the Paraguayan equivalent of tea. In medicine, it's administered as a hypoglycemiant, a hypotensor, a diuretic and a cardiotonic. Despite its obvious qualities, this plant wasn't introduced to other countries until the early 20th century. In the early 1970s, when the artificial sweeteners saccharine and aspartame, suspected of being noxious, were banned in Japan, a Japanese firm began to show interest in stevia. Stevia extract soon spread to Asia and the rest of South America, where it became an ingredient in numerous foods. It didn't meet with the same success in North America, where the Food and Drug Administration banned its importation in 1991. Stevia was seen to pose a threat to the artificial sweetener lobby. A big campaign was launched to have this ban lifted, and stevia officially went on sale in the US in 1995, but only as a dietary supplement. Today, researchers are trying to develop a stevia-based 100% natural sweetener. But the plant remains banned as such in North America and Europe. Stevioside is suspected of having harmful effects during pregnancy, and not without good cause. In Paraguay and Brazil, the plant was traditionally used to induce abortions.